Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, millisecond episode, Deepu edition, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
We're at the same time, so I know, but that's all right. Welcome back to Let's Start a Cult Podcast. I'm your host this week, R2 Deepu.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
You shit on me for saying welcome back, but then you said welcome back just last episode, and I didn't even have a chance
to shit on me.
I'm not a shitter. I don't do that. I'm a
good
person.
Everybody poops, Deepu.
I swallow a lot of that anger, and I turn it into...
Oh, good person upset me, but go on.
Okay, welcome back to the show. We are so happy.
No one who's ever said I'm a good person is doing something good.
That can't be true.
At that moment.
No, I'm doing great things.
Why are you having to say it? Why are you having to say you're a good person?
People don't fucking want to give me credit for anything. They treat me like I'm invisible.
Oh, I agree with that. Hey, I agree with that. I think that, like, that's my point, is that that non-specific thing of I'm a good person makes me trust you less. But when, like, I agree with that sentiment of people not fucking appreciating you. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm into that.
Well, all right, well.
Suck on it.
Yeah.
Well, give them a chance. Suck on it. Okay. See? Let them suck on things, Deepu. You don't.
My point is, so let's talk about something that's been...
Welcome to Let's Start a Cult Podcast, a podcast about groupthink, things that we think just because people don't spend the time to think about them. Mm-hmm. So now here's your chance to think about them.
Yes.
Deepu?
Okay. Have you, Michael...
Have I, Michael.
My co-host, Michael, have you ever...
Producer this episode, but okay.
Yes. Sure. Have you ever needed glasses?
No.
Have you ever wanted to wear them just for fashion's sake?
Yes.
For fashion's sake.
Yes, yes. Yes, I did.
At what points in your life have you had this urge?
Twice.
What ages were you at these two moments?
Younger?
Okay.
No, I think they were within a few years of each other. I think like around 18 and then again a few years later.
Okay, great. Fantastic. I, too, had these urges to wear glasses at similar ages, around 16.
Tell me about your urges at certain ages.
Well, besides the ones where, you know, parts emerge.
I don't understand. Explain.
I really don't have time for that.
Explain. I don't understand.
I'm not good at staying on topic, so
tell
help
me, about,
me out here. Help
tell me,
out
me
here.
About your parts.
The part of my life when I wanted to wear glasses.
I want to hear about your urges.
No, you don't. Honestly, you don't.
Deeply, okay. Tell me them now. Surrender your urges to me.
I remember when I was 15.
So, what ages did you want to wear glasses?
Let's go through moment A, the first moment. I was around 15 or so. I was going through an identity crisis. Okay, I did understand how I looked, if that makes sense, but it probably doesn't.
You do this.
Yeah.
Could you not drop incredibly interesting sentences and then move on? Can you please explain that?
I really can't.
That's very... I'm being genuine. I'm not being
mean
to you.
I'm being genuine, too.
Genuine.
I really can't get into it.
Well, fucking try.
Okay.
Is it so hard to fucking try?
It's a lot to take in. It's a fucking whole nother thing.
Okay, now I'm being mean. Deepu, you brought up the subject.
No.
Are there multiple beings inside that little burger boy head of yours?
Maybe.
It's a thing I say almost every week at this point. Who made you say that, then?
The other guy in me. The other
guy. Yeah, I gotta say, it's the
Demon
chicken
Deepu.
Boy inside the burger. Demon Deepu. Demon Deepu.
Demon Deepu had an identity crisis at 15. I can't get into Demon Deepu.
An ancient book tells of Demon Deepu. It enjoys popcorn chicken and nacho cheese. It is an evil creature.
Oh, yeah, powdered cheese. We gotta talk about that at some point.
Yeah, I know you're jelly.
Okay, so when I was 15, I was hanging out with some friends, and I asked my friend to let me put on their glasses. I put on their glasses, and I loved how it felt, how I thought it looked. Could I see? No, in that case, no, I could not. They were very strong glasses, very strong. But I mean, I could see vaguely how I saw, like how I looked in reflections of things, you know. And I looked good. I looked sexy.
So did you get some fake glasses?
No.
I went so far as buying glasses that had no prescription in them.
When you were 18?
Yeah.
See,
17, 18, yeah.
Here was the problem. When I first tried on those glasses, I kind of got obsessed with them. Like, I was asking this friend to borrow their glasses a lot just so I can wear them.
Why didn't you just buy glasses? They sell them, like show glasses. They sell them
in
stores.
I didn't have that knowledge back then, okay? But here's my point. I was given shit.
Show glasses can't be right. Show glasses kind of implies that people go to competitions and wear the glasses and they get rated like dogs. Like, okay, number three, step forward. Ooh, look at him wearing those glasses.
Ooh, they're on the tip of his nose there. Ooh.
Ooh, but he's going to lose points for having crust in his eyelids. Where's that name? What's the name of a corner of an eye? What do you call that?
I don't know.
Little pocket?
East?
Little eye pocket?
Eyeball east?
Eyeball
west?
East and eyeball west?
So anyway, but here's the thing. I started walking around with these friends' glasses. My friend's just blind, walking in circles. I've totally disregarded.
What studs? But two blind idiots.
So I'm walking around, loving how I look. But people obviously know.
Let me ask a question. Were they making funny faces at you? Because it might be because of the glasses that you thought so. People were making giant heads at me. And the sky was way smaller and trees were bigger.
No, I was told.
This one guy was being so out of focus towards me.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you saying?
No, they would use their
words.
So
were you like lifting them up and down? Like, okay, they're on. What does that person think? And so you're going around like Cyclops from the X-Men picking
you
your
don't
glasses
want, you don't want these
up
off.
And down. Oh, fuck.
No, I know it sounds weird, but... I was met with this resistance by many people, I'm telling you. And
I think this is a great we didn't take a survey. Let's roll in the theme.
Okay.
Question for we didn't take a survey. So we didn't take a survey is
okay
a segment in which... Have you ever... It's just a question. Mm. It doesn't have to be something. What are your feelings on wearing glasses when you don't need them? You know?
Yeah.
I think that's a great question. We didn't take a survey is when we put out a thought and then we send it to many people from the podcasting and entertainment world and we get their opinions on what they think of like this thing. And we actually do take a survey. So we don't have the survey now, but we're going to ask people. That's a great one.
Thank you.
Okay. So keep talking. So you were met with this what?
With this resistance by people around me. Like, why are you wearing that? You don't actually need glasses. Take those
off.
They
knew. They knew that you didn't need them.
They knew I didn't need them. But they couldn't even just say, wow, like those look nice. You should get a pair. Mm-hmm. So that was like the first instance of what was going on. Now, jump forward, way too long until just recently.
Recently. Let's jump back. Okay, so we're at 15. We'll jump to the present, and then we'll just go back a little bit. It's easier to do it that way.
Sure.
Saves on gas.
Right. So just recently, I got these... You know, I haven't needed glasses my whole life, but I got these lenses that are for, like, watching computer screens, you know, for looking at computer screens.
Ah, yes, nonsense.
Yeah, it feels kind of like a fad, and I'm fine with that, but...
Fad's one word, waste is another. Made up is yet another word.
Well, here's the thing. I have now...
What is the thing?
I have given myself a reason to have glasses, because I can say
But can I say, mm-hmm. You don't have to believe in a placebo to wear glasses. Can I buy you? When's your birthday?
No,
can
I
buy
have
you?
To believe in the placebo.
Can I?
You
no, can
what?
I? When is you don't have to say your birthday on air. Can I buy you for your birthday? Can I buy you an early? You know what? It doesn't matter when your birthday is. Can I send you early birthday present? Can I send you frames that I think will look good on you? They'll be costume glasses. And can I send you those? And you throw out and you return. Actually, you return the made up thing.
Okay,
because let me say this about this looking at screens thing. Hello, my name's Mike Falick, the boy who never stops watching TV. My eyes not only have 20/20 vision, but I have what is sometimes referred to as pilot's vision, where I can see a lower number in the second place, where I can see things at 20 feet like they would be for standard vision at a closer distance. That's what 20/20 means.
That's great.
Look at computer screens all day as part of my job. Mm-hmm. This is a made-up thing. If it works for you, look, I am fine saying that there might be a placebo effect that you feel better looking at them. Your eyes might get tired, but there's no way that this is real shit.
Well, I'm not going to – I didn't ask you for your input on the scientific basis
of this. But my input is it's stupid, and I'd rather you have – just wear glasses. Wear glasses because you think they look nice on you.
But here's the thing. Okay, so I just started wearing these lenses, whether they're effective or not, at whatever other purpose they have. I've been wearing these glasses all the time, not just when I'm looking at screens or whatnot. So this is like part of the new look. I've sort of...
In case a screen jumps out of a garbage can.
I will be ready to look at it.
Late one night, Deepu's coming home. It's cold. He's playing with his keys, and all of a sudden he realizes he's in a bad part of town. A street light flickers.
Boy, I hope there's no one around right now.
Hacha!
Goddamn.
It's me, Mork and Mindy. Look at me.
I can handle you
screen.
Just fine. Away with you.
I'm his friend. Windows XP, stare at me. Look at me.
I can handle you. You are no problem for me, sir.
Friend!
My bedtime is 1 hour from now, and I'll be okay.
Oh, another made-up thing.
Probably.
Hello, I am Mike Falick. I've fallen asleep to television for 26 years now.
I actually
congratulations. Not watching TV after an hour before you go to bed is made up. Old wives' tales. Old wives' tales for a new generation. If you watch TV, kids, you're watching TV an hour before you go to bed, your penis will turn into little acorns if you do that. Don't do that, kids. If you watch TV an hour before you go to sleep, all your dreams will be about pudding. With meat in it!
My point is, in this latter part of my life, I started wearing these glasses, and it's changed everyone's, perception of me in the workplace. And they
what do they think of you now? What did they think of you before?
They're a little more...
This is so... I love playing armchair psychologist with you. This is great. Mm-hmm. What do you think people thought of you before, Deepu?
They thought I was a not valued employee. Mm-hmm. I was doing was not important or of value.
And so now you work with those same people.
Mm-hmm.
Do you work with those same people?
They pay me double now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why? And you think it's because of the glasses?
I think
or is
glasses
it
are a big part of it. Glasses help me hide my the way my face gives up tells.
We should mention Deepu recently started his own business.
No. This is for a client I've had for a while.
I know.
Okay.
I know. But perhaps that's... You spent a good deal. People know about, we've listened to your saga with your website on here and how much you've been worrying about it. You know, not as much as me worrying about my grandma. I know it doesn't even compare.
I'm so sorry about that.
Worrying about a grandma does not even compare with worrying about a website. People know that at this point if they've listened to the show.
Tomato, tomato, you know.
So, but don't you think that might have something to do with it, that you started this big website for yourself?
I don't want to get into the whole website thing, but I think the glasses are...
No, that would be logical. It's the magic glasses.
It's a lot.
Is it your confidence? Yes. Have you become more confident?
Yeah, I believe I'm smarter now.
Mm-hmm.
And
why?
Because I can look like a scientist, or a Hollywood scientist. Not
I know all scientists don't wear glasses, or at least not since 1997, or whatever the hell the fact is.
I don't care. I feel more confident. I feel smarter. People believe me more.
What I like when you try and get ahead of whatever logical thing I'm going to try and say, and you reveal how ridiculous.
No, scientists had, before 1997, they were all wearing glasses, and then they had the revolution.
Oh, dear God. Okay. So you feel better about yourself. Let's focus on the positive here. Instead of the glaring negative,
which I
can defend against with the glasses.
I'm still met with the, those aren't real, and one person actually took them off to look if they were actually, if they have a prescription. Just to see where I'm at. Like, what is this new glasses?
Name that person on the air so we can yell at them.
I can't. I really can't.
I know. So
so I thought that was interesting. This fight I'm having with the public.
Can I pose this to you? Mm-hmm. You know, no one needs to have a hole in their ear. I'm sure there are people in which they need a medical procedure. Cauliflower ear is one. Medical procedure in which they need a hole in their ear. Now, however, many people get holes in their ears just because they get a surgery, essentially, an unnecessary surgery. Many people get Botox and lots of other surgeries they don't need.
Yeah, but the glasses are a little different.
For style.
Glasses are seen as more
glasses
of a crutch.
Are easier.
Glasses are as if, like, you know, optional glasses. Some people would compare that to having, like, optional crutches, walking around with optional crutches or optional cane, even though you don't need it.
Well, I would say many people have a style, what's called a walking stick.
That's true. I wouldn't say
they
many
have
people,
a staff. That's a style. It was once a style.
It once was, yes, but not anymore. But imagine trying someone walking around now with like a staff that was I don't want to say clearly medical, but definitely for posture or something. I don't know. Using that kind of shit optionally, it throws people off and they don't like it. Maybe they think they're about to be scammed, like, oh, give me money, I'm blind. Give me money, I have one leg. Give me money. You know, maybe they're wary of that. Maybe they're
have
wary.
Have you been scammed? Have you been scammed by a one-eyed man?
I mean, people have tried with, you know, less limbs than four.
So do you feel as though at some point, well, let me ask you this. Is this the first time you've come up with resistance against some fashion choice of yours?
I used to wear...
Because let's call a spade a spade. Mm-hmm. This is a fashion choice.
It is.
I am not throwing shade at you for this. I think if you want to wear glasses to wear glasses on your face, go ahead. It's not any more necessary than any other piece
of clothing.
I think
the people that know me the longest feel betrayed. They feel betrayed by this me just choosing to put on glasses.
Are they very fashion savvy people?
I wouldn't say so, no.
So they probably aren't taking any risks that you could comment on, are they?
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
Right. Do you think perhaps they're just lashing out because they themselves aren't bold enough to change?
Maybe. Maybe they all want to wear glasses.
Maybe they do all want to wear glasses.
And why are we fighting that? Maybe we should all just fucking get some glasses. You know?
Well, let me ask you this. Let's role play a little.
Okay.
And so someone, how do you respond when some, I want to know genuinely,
yeah,
when somebody comes up to you and they say, Deepu, I've never seen you wear, so now we're in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Deepu, are you wearing glasses?
Yeah. These are.
I've never seen you wear glasses before. Why are you wearing glasses?
I always wore contacts and now I'm wearing glasses. I would lie about
Oh,
it.
You lie.
I would lie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can I ask you, to do something for me? Sure. And this is just in the exercise because mm-hmm. I think this is a mental health thing that will help you.
Mm-hmm.
Try it again. And just tell the truth. And actually, be more generous. Ask me if I want to try them on.
Okay.
Tell me I might look good in glasses. Try it the other way.
All right, hit me up.
Deepu, are you wearing glasses?
Yeah, dude. You like them?
I mean, you've never seen you wear glasses before.
Oh, yeah, I know. These aren't actual, like, glasses. These are technically, like, blue light lenses.
That's bullshit.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, do you want to try them? Do you want to see for yourself?
Nah, I don't need glasses. I don't have to wear them.
Okay, I mean, they're not. You don't need them necessarily, but they do apparently reduce the stress that could have.
Okay, you're lying again.
No, this is the. This
no, no,
is
no,
the
hold
thing.
On. No. I know what it says on the box, Deepu. I'm aware of it. Like,
yeah, well, that's not
please,
my fault.
Stop it. I know, but you're lying. That's not what you believe.
I said
stop
apparently.
Lying. Stop. Stop lying.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want you
is...
to do this. We're going to do it again. And I want you to speak your fucking mind. Okay? I'm serious. I want you to speak your mind. And I know you think right now, this is some silly things Mike is doing. There's a lot of people out there who are in the same place as you and they're having the same problem. And I think you are going to be a hero to people in doing this right now.
I can feel
okay?
It, yeah.
You're going to say your genuine feeling about why you want to wear these glasses. And I'm going to pose the same – people will see I'm playing the same character. I'm not setting you up for a trap or anything. Say your mind, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Speak your mind. You're going to be a hero to people when you do this.
Yeah.
Okay? Right. Ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Deepu, are you wearing glasses?
Yeah, dude. I'm balding, so this is like a really good way to distract people from seeing my fucking thinning hair and my fucking
I've never seen you wear glasses before.
Yeah, I know. These are fake glasses. Totally.
Why are you wearing them?
They balance out the side the head the way my head looks. I've gotten kind of fat in the cheeks.
Come on, one more time. Be positive. You like the glasses. You're doing it again. I'm gonna make you a fucking hero to the people here, Deepu.
I totally
stop putting yourself down.
All
right. Stop. Why are you shitting on yourself? You look good in them, right?
Yeah, now, but I take them off. I look like
Who cares? You look good. You look good in the glasses, right? You like the way you look in the glasses. They make you feel good. This is a positive thing. I want
let's
you to
it
talk
again.
About
let's
it
go, go.
Like
go.
It's a positive. Fucking good thing. You like this thing.
All right.
You wouldn't apologize. I'm trying to motivate you here a little. You wouldn't apologize about eating a food that's good. You would say, I like this food. It makes me happy.
Honestly, okay? I've been saying sorry for no reason a lot lately. And it's because I haven't been out very much. I've been enclosed, and I'm kind of like an abused animal.
I almost never leave the house, and I'm the most confident person in the world.
I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, because I'm the greatest. So You need to have a little bit more confidence here, Deepu. You like this thing. Stop putting a negative on it, because this shit becomes a reality. Like, if you every time, and I know I'm against motivating people, but all I'm trying to get you to do is what I try to get you to do every week on the show, which is speak your mind. So this is sort of my producerial job. But the more you pretend like you have to be negative with this thing, the more it's going to be a fucking negative. And that's just going to be your life, is that every time you talk about this, you have to make it negative about a bad thing. You like the way you look at these glasses.
You're right. I always focus on the negative.
Focusing on the negative is great when it's negative. But this is positive. You like these fucking glasses.
But
it makes you
happy.
You
know where the negativity comes from? It comes from this, you know, the world coming after me, attacking me.
But the world isn't coming after you here. I have been telling you time and time again, say how much you like these glasses. You're coming after you now, Deepu. It's all you right now. This is all you doing it. The world is here. I'm saying to you, I know there's 5,200 other people listening, but they're not saying anything right now. There's me here telling you that you don't need to even saying the opposite of what you're saying. I'm saying you don't need them to have a pretend function. I'm saying you can wear glasses and like them, and you like them. And so tell people, okay? We're going to do it one more time.
All right. We got this. Positive.
You like this thing.
I fucking
love it. It doesn't have to be positive or negative. Yeah. It's because I don't like that shit. I don't like when people are like, focus on the positive. Well, I'm not really sure there's a lot of great things about like losing a finger. So I'm going to be a little bit negative about it. Well, but now you can wear a different ring size. No, I'm pretty negative about this. So you know what I mean? Like, if it's negative, it's fucking negative.
But okay,
I'm asking you to speak the truth. You like this thing.
Can I give my explanation for why I'm negative, or why I seem negative?
Yeah, but first I want you. Okay, yeah, let's compare feelings. Why are you negative?
Okay,
and then we're gonna hear.
I read. I found. Okay, I don't want to say I read War and Peace. No, not War and Peace. The Art of War. I don't want to say I read The Art of War, but I saw a synopsis of The Art of War.
And you're not going to say this is an idiotic sentence.
Okay, let's just go
Art
back
of
to
War, Art of War, maybe a 45-page book, and you couldn't read it. Okay,
is it a 45-page book?
Yep. So here we go.
Oh, shit. Okay, damn. I should read that.
And besides, The Five Rings is a better book. Here we go.
Yeah.
Why would you think I would like that? I don't want people to think this is about inspiring you. Why would you think I liked you talking about a summary of a book?
I didn't.
And why are you letting
it?
Bullshit.
I wanted
but
to
why,
cite one of the lessons from The Art of War.
It's not a lesson. It's a lesson from some stupid secondhand article. And that's your problem here, is that you're filtering. That's the essence of what's fucking going on with you right now. You're filtering every thought through something else, through someone else. Who gives a shit what Sun Tzu said?
He gave some good advice, man.
Musashi was a better writer. Here we go. And a better warrior. He didn't give good advice. And I doubt that it's actually what he said. You've never read it. It's very practical stuff.
But what if the synopsis is accurate? Now you're coming after me.
What if the synopsis is accurate? Stop filtering shit through other people. How you feel is what it is right now.
Our world has tons of secondhand
information. Not other people's advices. Yes, and you need to stop that because this whole conversation has been about secondhand information, and all it's been about is you. Okay? Now we're getting real. This is Tony Robbins shit, okay? We're getting real. It's all been about other people, and I'm asking you only to be Deepu. Stop blaming others. This is you, all right? We're going to do it again.
All right.
You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Deepu, you're in glasses?
Yeah. You like them?
They're nice, but I've never seen you wear glasses before.
Yeah, I know, but I found these lenses.
No,
light, like,
again, that, yeah,
I'm just
I know.
Getting into
Deepu,
it.
This makes you, I know, but I want to cut it off.
Yeah.
Deepu, this makes you happy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't even
know.
Understand what
Deepu,
happiness
it
is.
Makes
I don't
you
know what happiness
fucking
is.
Happy!
I don't
be happy.
This obviously needs
Let's
some
try
work.
It again. Oh, we're gonna fucking this is gonna I'm gonna we're gonna the master you with this shit. This is gonna be Scientology all the way
I'm
through.
I'm gonna be
baby.
So happy at will.
I'm gonna get rid of these goddamn organs right now. This is gonna be like that scene in The Master. Okay, we're gonna what team do you play for? You know, do another again down. Do another lap.
Okay.
Okay.
I love my glasses.
Until I get you saying I am Deepu Gill and I play for the United States of America, I am. This is gonna be a Miracle on Ice. Okay.
All right. Let's try it again.
Not sure that was the name of the movie. I think it was just Miracle, not on Ice.
I liked it. I liked
it. Deepu. Yeah. Deepu. Mm. Are you wearing glasses?
Yeah.
I've never seen you wear glasses before.
I love these things. You got to try them, dude. Put them on. Aren't they awesome? You look so good in them. I look good in them. I'm buying you a pair.
Happiness! Fucking finally, happiness.
Yeah.
See, now how do you feel
now
about
I'm down
what
20
other
bucks.
People?
Fucking asshole.
Well, 20 bucks.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you 6 pairs of costume glasses for $1 each. Like, I'm telling you, they're that cheap. It's because you bought a scam product, so you're trying to buy $20. But that's not the point here. Let's focus on the positive, because it is a positive, not because you're supposed to focus on the positive. I don't want anyone to even – I don't even want that, quote, isolated. Don't focus on the positive. That's a stupid idea. But this is positive, and he refuses to see it as positive. Deepu, how much better do you feel about that? In that moment, were you thinking about other people? Were you thinking about what other people were thinking?
It honestly felt so good. Just to yell nice things and not be met with resistance.
Yeah.
And I think people won't shout down my positive things if I just yell positive things. I should try it at least.
You need to again, it'll just become the way you are. It's not a joke anymore. Mm-hmm. It's not a joke if you just keep fucking, I'm not trying to give you advice, but if you just, it's you're only going to know it as a negative if you keep kowtowing it to being a fucking negative. It took so long for you to even just say the words, I think I look good in them. And I've seen pictures of you on Instagram. I was not negative. I would have gotten upset. Honestly, because I'm against pseudoscience, I'm more upset you bought glasses that pretend to do a thing rather than totally fake glasses. I'm more upset that you spent $20. Mm-hmm. I am going to send you a pair. Happy birthday. Okay. I'm going to send you a bunch of pairs, and then I'm going to send you some links of like every different style of these costume glasses. And you're going to have a different one for every day of the week. You're going to love it.
Wow. I hope some of them have rose petals on the side. Cause that's going to be,
of course I'm going to buy you ones that have cat eyes and you're going to look like a little librarian. Mm. It's going to be great.
Hell yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm rejuvenated. I feel great. I have 6 new looks about to fucking pop off. Maybe I'll, I don't know, meet a woman of the evening.
Yes. Well, that's a prostitute.
Oh. Meet a woman later tonight?
Just meet a woman at night. Yeah. There's still a woman she's still a woman, even though it's nighttime. A woman of the evening is a prostitute. She's just a woman. It happens to be night. You don't compare her to the time. And now, in a transition, I literally could never have written. For many reasons, mostly because you would have never have guessed when we recorded the first part of the show that we would have this guest in the second part. But I am now going to talk to the Alice Little of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada. And why this is a good transition is because if you don't know who Alice Little is, she is the number one earning sex worker in America, and just to be very blunt about it, she is a legal prostitute. And I can say, without prejudice, that she is my favorite prostitute in the world, I would say. I haven't met that many, Alice, just so you know if you're listening, but still, very delightful person, and so I'm pretty sure you'll stay in my position as number one favorite sex worker for a while. It would be very hard to be more charismatic than her, so... get on it, prostitutes. Try and beat her out for that number one spot in my heart. Not heart. Enjoy. Alice, let's get down to the issue that your expertise has come to. Okay, you have a cat, right?
I do.
So this show is about groupthink and something that has been annoying me for years. I'm a pet journalist, you know, but something that has been really upsetting me for years is cats are like in the debate of cat versus dog. Clearly cat is the better pet. Like,
obviously.
Dogs are a dog shit, excuse the pun. Let's do it now. Dogs are the fucking worst pet. Like, there's no, if you tick all the boxes for why a pet is good, dog fails at every single corner. Do you know what I mean? Is it small? Yes, but even when they're small, they need huge amounts of space. Do they shit on their own? No. No, almost never. They're like a toddler. Then they have this anal gland thing. Like, cats are clearly the best pet.
Hey, it's hard to argue with that. Being both the owner of cats and dogs, I can definitely say that my dogs are super, super needy.
Yeah, I tried to explain this to someone the other day. They were like, oh, when you come home, a dog, like, is so happy to see you. I was like, yeah, but, like, a fish is definitely a better dog. A fish is a better dog. A fish is a better pet. Affection-wise, because if you come home and the fish is happy to see you, maybe, Maybe not, probably not. But a fish is also not happy to see you. Like, a fish doesn't get bummed because you're not home. So in the affection department, fish wins because it's never pissed or sad that you're not there.
Oh, it's very true, though. It's very true. I come home and my cats are like, sup. But both of my dogs are like, hey, you're home. Oh, my God. Hi. Can I love you? Can I lick you? Can I climb on top of you?
Yeah,
can
but you dog people me? Are going to say me? That's a good thing. Like, who gives a shit? When you're not home, that means that dog is super, super duper depressed. They're like the friend you go to the birthday party of because of pity. You know what I mean? They're definitely always sad when you're not home is what that means.
Oh, it's for sure. I have a pet sitter that comes and keeps my two company when I'm at work.
Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, listen to the fucking staff people have to have. A pet sitter for just because they're at home? It's insane.
Oh, it's so true. It's so true. And yet I totally bend over backwards and give in to all of their little adorable whims.
Of course.
Just, oh, they're so cute, and I can't say no when they give me that happy face. I think
what people will think when they hear me talking out against dogs is that, like, oh, you're not a dog person. Of course everyone's a dog person, but it takes over your life. Do you know a dog takes as much to keep alive in like the 13 or 15 years that it's alive as a human. So that means you essentially have a kid. Like, of course you're gonna love the kid. That doesn't mean it's not a kid is definitely a harder pet than a fish. Let's just be clear here.
Yes, fact. Fact right there. If you cannot handle a goldfish, do not get yourself a child.
But what is it with, this is what, because I imagine in your line of work, you have to talk to people about, you know, pretty much, I'll tell you how, I'm a very narcissistic person, Alice, so it doesn't matter how interesting you are, I'm going to make this about me. Like, I pretty much have committed myself to, if I want to talk about something and I have an opinion on something, I pretty much don't care if I lose friends or whatever. Like, so I'm fine going and talking to a dog person and saying, like, yeah, dogs are obviously a shitty pet. But, like, dog people are possibly more avid than, like religious fanatics. Because a religious fanatic, at least at the end of the day, like, will forgive you or have some weird other belief that they can switch to. But, like, dog people, it is not okay if you say dogs are shitty. What is it? So how do you cope with those types of conversations? Because mostly this is like something that's been on my mind for the past few weeks. So every person I talk to, they're like, hey, how are you? Oh, my name's Daryl. Oh, what do you do, Mike? Hey, have you ever noticed how dogs suck? Like, I don't care if that person likes me. I want to talk about that. Thank you. I'm so funny. That's going on the book jacket from you, Alice. We got that quote. So how do you cope with the idea of there are people that you in your line of work that you talk to and like, you're in a very sensitive area, right? Like, where you don't want them to... I mean, I talk myself out of sex plenty of times. I'm in there, and then I say something stupid, like the dog thing, and then I'm out. So how do you manage to, like, you know, have a genuine opinion, I guess is my question, and not upset, you know, someone that... a client that you might be working with?
That's actually a fantastic question.
Thank you.
The way I tend to approach things is that no matter what... I think no matter what somebody else thinks, at the end of the day, opinions are something that's personal, and it's okay to disagree. At the end of the day, we can still have some pretty fantastic sex, even if we don't necessarily agree on the same topics. So many times when heated debates come up, such as politics or dogs versus cats, you know, it's an agree to disagree moment there, and well, we do a little bit more than hugging it out in my line of work, so that's kind of fun too.
Well, you know, I'll say this. I have no problem with people with different opinions in terms of having sex with them. If someone can't, like, debate, I genuinely find that to be an off-putting... You know, if someone's bad at conversation, and this is the part that I'm sort of obsessed with your line of work, is that the idea of the conversation and you know, that sort of... This goes back to, like, geishas, which we're not, you know, necessarily sex workers or prostitutes to a full extent, but some probably were. But, you know, that idea of you have to have this role of entertaining as well. Like, you can't just, especially with the place you work at, which I've done minimal research on, you couldn't just run in there and be like, hey, how's it doing, honey? Pop the pants off. Let's go. I got 20 minutes. You know what I mean? There's a sense of it that you have to have a sense of class. You can't just, you know, you can't be a totally horrible person. And I'm somewhat obsessed with that idea of, because I'm horrible with customer service, as, you know, in my business. I'm very... very easy to be rude to people. You know what I mean? So do you think you've developed that over the years? Like, or do you think you now are better at conversation in the situation? Or is it like customer service in that you have kind of a bit of things to fall back on and ways to talk and ways to kind of, you know, make sure the conversation doesn't go wily?
Well, I think being at the Bunny Ranch, which is the brothel that I work at, has kind of allowed me to become the best version of myself, because I am approached by so many different people with all sorts of personalities, all sorts of different opinions and feelings and thoughts. I've really had to learn how to navigate conversations with everyone. And I think that it's really taught me a lot about how I can give something to everyone regardless of what they put out there. For me, it's all about just finding a connection and a commonality. Even if we have different types of pets, we may both be pet owners, and that's something that we can talk about. Even if it's just starting in one place and then we eventually end up talking about something else totally unrelated, it's all about building that intimacy, that connection, and getting to know who somebody is on a genuine level. And you're right. It's not just showing up in makeup and high heels and a cute little dress and saying, come on, here we go. Because it's not about the sex. Yeah. There's sex involved. Sex is on the table. But at the end of the day, it's more so about the intimacy and the genuine human connection that gets to happen there.
Well, I've talked to a few, you know, people very famous in the sex industry, and I'm often quick to sort of call them out on things like it's not about sex. You know, I think that there's probably, in terms of your presenting the business, it probably isn't all about sex in the same way that when you sell bicycles, it is not all about bicycles. Of course, if someone goes into a store and the store is, you know, gross looking, or you have bad bikes out or something like that, of course, most of your work is really not going to be about bicycles. It's about creating an environment. But you got to say, it is a lot about sex. You probably do have not a captive audience, but, you know, a clientele, which is, you do have that trump card at the end of the day. You know, you do have kind of motivator. It is psychologically one of the greatest motivators, you know, in history, as other than hunger, probably. That's, you know, number two.
Absolutely. Sex is definitely the greatest motivator for some people, though. A lot of my clients, and this might astound you a little bit, have zero interest in sex at all. We meet up, we go out to a wonderful dinner, we might go to see a show or explore somewhere in the area. And then we part ways, and they're not interested in sex.
Now, are they asexual, or are they just simply that's what they want from your services?
Sometimes one, sometimes the other, sometimes both. For many people, it's simply the ability to not have sex. They don't want to have sex. They actually enjoy the long buildup. We may have sex at some point in time, but for some people, they'll specifically request, hey, you know, let's go out on a couple of dates first before we make that type of connection. Other people that are physically disabled, I see a lot of people that are in wheelchairs that are unable to have sex, that do not have feeling down there. They have to get that need met in a different way. And instead, we make that need happen through connection.
And as you heard before, we did our We Didn't Take a Survey segment, and now I have taken a survey, and so now, here's a little bit of a reaction to something we've said earlier on the show from the wonderful sexpert, Tyomi. I realized when I plugged Tyomi last time, I made sure to mention Glamorotica 101 and sexpert Tyomi. I failed to mention how to spell Tyomi in case you don't know how, because this is an audio medium. So unless you have letter synesthesia, here it is, T-Y-O-M-I, sexpert Tyomi. Here's my little reaction from her now. People should enjoy and do more small talk.
Yes, small talk. Yeah.
Do you it on the train? Do you ever turn it away? Do you ever tell people to shut up? Or what's your feeling there?
People talk to me all the time. It's like I have this sign, an invisible sign, like, I will listen to your problem.
Can I say, you're the first person that I've asked about it that has the same thing as me. I also have that. What the fuck is it? And they talk to you all the goddamn time. What is that?
Man, it's really, I don't know. It's annoying, though. And I'm the kind of person where I'm nice. I'm very polite. And so I'm like, okay, I'm being courteous and graceful. Like, oh, okay, you know. Just listening, like actually listening. And I'm like, maybe it's a gift. I just embrace it.
I think it's a guilt. I have a lot of guilt, yeah.
I think it's a gift. I think, you know, people just feel safe with sharing things with us. I don't know.
Yeah. And they want to talk and you can't. They open themselves up and you can't. I don't even care what else you say, because you're the only person that's also said that people just open up to you, like, insanely in public. It's weird. You can't say no to them, right? You can't say no. What are you going to do? Like, you know, shut up. Don't open up to me. You know, what monster would say that?
It's like I'm literally sitting there eating in the middle of chewing. Like, as soon as I take a bite, someone comes up to me and starts talking to me, and I'm like, well, damn, I was coming here to sit down and have a sandwich by myself, and then I have company. Like,
yeah. I actually went out to drinks with a friend, and afterwards he said, hey, Mike, those people that come up to us, they're interesting, but I only want to talk to them for maybe 3 minutes. So you've got to learn to... I said, all right, next time I'll cut it off. And I go, it's not my fault. You know, they come up to me. They find I'm gonna play. I'm gonna play this for him so that he knows. Those people find us. It's not our fault.
Your friend was like, no, 3 minutes. Good old
bitch. Tyomi, at least I found someone else like me. All right.
This is funny because I don't even know if I've ever had an experience like that with my friends. Like, where? Oh my gosh! Like, whew, yeah. There are people like you out there. You are not alone.
Yeah. I don't know what the name of it is. Maybe you can give it a name, but we are not. I'm very happy that you're not the only one like me.
and my husband's the opposite. Like, he's the kind of person, well, people talk to him too, but he'll go and just have conversations with people. Like, I look at him all the time like, dude, you talk to anybody. People come and talk to me, and I'm like, well, damn, I didn't want to have a conversation, but I guess I'm having one now. I took a walk. I was going to the YouTube space in Chelsea, and I got off the train at 14th Street, and this guy, like, met me in the freaking train station. And he walked with me because I was on errands going to buy a new phone. He sat with me while I bought my new phone. He went and had lunch with me.
The most boring situation in life, possibly in recorded human history. The most boring thing you can do is buy a new phone. And he's like, well, let's hang out. This is great.
He literally, like, followed me for 2 hours while I was running errands, like, talking to me.